Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is The Big Show. Taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight, we've got a heck of a good show. Heck of a good show. As everyone knows, it's all the longtime listeners and whatnot. It's Independent Film Week around here this week, and we've got some we're continuing with that with some of the – we were just talking before we came on the air – some of the hardest working people in independent film that I know, Chase Dudley, Chase and Samantha Dudley. Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the show. Amazing.
Hey.
Another one. You guys
Double
have
D.
another film.
That's what we do.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Absolutely. Absolutely, Samantha. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the organized chaos we call a show here. It's, I'm very honored to have you guys on again. Well, Samantha for the first time, Chase on again. Chase, you know, which film is this? Number five or six or something?
This is my fourth feature film that I take credit for.
Wow. And
yeah,
folks,
well,
you might have missed that. It's feature film. These aren't shorts. There's nothing wrong with shorts. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But these are feature films. This is you get comfortable, because when you watch a Chase Dudley film here, it's going to be a minute, you know?
Absolutely. And James, I'm going to send you a present. I really want to send you a copy of Marvelous Mandy, the film that I was on last year that I was telling you about. It has got distribution now, and it's available on DVD and Blu-ray, and you can stream it on VMO. You can order it on Amazon. We'll order it on legolascorpse.com. You can even order it on our website, cuttothechaseproductions.com.
That's awesome. I was just looking at the website too, and on the store page, you have it, I see, and also past due, and you've got some posters and whatnot there.
Yep.
Very, very cool, my friend. Very cool. This is Marvelous Mandy is out. I mean, it's been out. But I remember last time you were on, you had just finished up production of it. You had the premiere and all that. And I was looking at the pictures on your website about that. Very, very cool, man. And
yeah, Marvelous Mandy was a fun flick. It was a fun flick. It was a film that we did a crowdfunding, film, and we raised about $6,000 to shoot the film. We were hoping to raise a little bit more, but honestly, by the budget being so low, we actually found a really interesting way to make it creative. And that's when I really honestly got to find out a lot about my wife that I didn't even know. Like, she's full of hidden time. And each project, I just keep finding out amazing things about her.
Hi.
Well, one of the cool things that Samantha's doing now, and I see this on the website as well, and I had no idea – Samantha, you have music. I didn't know you were a musician. I didn't know you were a singer and all of that.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Thank you very much. I do it in between films. So, and sometimes occasionally I might do it during a film, but never when we're actually shooting the film.
Right. Well, it's fantastic.
The film, everything. So, yeah, it's really fun, actually, to be able to do both things that you love, you know.
Well, that's very cool. I mean, that's awesome. And, folks, you can listen to Samantha's music there. It is a fantastic track right on the website there, www.acuttochase.com. We have a link up on our show page and on my website as well to it. I suggest you get over there and it's right at the top on the navigation bar there, Christina Music. Very, very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
I had no idea. Yeah, no idea.
I actually set that up, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, we were updating the website, and then she looked at me, and she's like, can I put my music on here? And I'm like, well, you really have to ask that question.
Right.
She is by far, James, honestly, James, and I can't be more honest than I am. I had a bear, so it brings the truth out on you. But she is by far the most hardest working person I know. No matter what it is she does, she puts 110% in on it. It's a great way to start off by actually starting off with the cast of Payday by saying, Samantha, she filled in about 4 or 5 positions on this film of Payday. I mean, it wasn't really looking too optimistic as far as like how well it was going to be, because this is a film that we really managed so many people, mm-hmm. For the budget we did, I mean, like a $25,000 picture, we made it look like the budget of $100,000, and she she was an assistant director, she was second AD, she was third AD. And then, our production manager couldn't commit 100% to the film because her job, independent, we got 9-to-5 jobs too. So Samantha took on like several positions, and, we're managing we're looking at extras, people playing hostages. We're talking about crew members. We're talking about key actors, and Samantha did it. And, I know it was very stressful, and I wouldn't want her job in the world, but she did it with a smile. And, I cannot believe, how well she did it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You guys made it. Tell us a little bit. Give us a brief rundown. What is now Payday? Because you've made all kinds of different types of movies, from dramas, psychological dramas, and whatnot. With Payday, It looks like I've watched the trailer the behind the scenes film footage, and I read a little bit, but it crime movie or more of a
this is more of a crime drama. I would even throw a little splash of thriller in there, but I like to bend the genres and kind of mix it up a bit, because when you watch one genre of film, you usually get bored, because if a film is like too dark, you kind of get some kind of comic relief. So I like bending a little bit of genres and making it into one, because I feel like there's so many things like in a film that can happen, because in real life situations, you can really be like sad, and then like something funny might happen, and depending on who you are, you might find some humor out of it. So I mean, although this was probably like the least humorous film I've ever done, it was a very serious type of film, and I've never done a crime drama. So when I spoke with Brent Slabchuk, I really wanted to do something different. I told my wife, and I broke my promise. I was like, you know what, I'm done with the movies for a little bit, but the truth is, it's addicting.
Right.
It's like a week after vacation, I was like on the phone with Brent Slabchuk, my screenwriter, and I was like, okay, we need to do something different. What haven't we not done? And he went over this script. It was originally going to be a comedy, and he couldn't go anywhere with it. And I was like, how about we do like a crime drama, like a hostage negotiation type film? And he was like, I got an old script that I've done similar, and it needed a few rewrites, but we ended up coming up with something very, very amazing. And I don't really want to give too much away, but the synopsis I will give is basically Ben. He is basically robbing this diner, what he thinks he's doing for love, but really in reality, it's kind of one of those movies that it kind of like it shows like. He did Derek Babb. I just want to say he did such an amazing job. He was by far. I never worked with him before. I went through him with the talent agency, which is the first film I've actually went through talent agencies to do the casting of this film. And he was such a strong, an amazing actor. And he needed to be so many different layers, which I've never required in any of my films. And he just killed it. Like, I can't really give away too much, because this film was really being guarded about what we give away. Because I feel like, this kind of film, if you give away too much, of course, like, I don't want to do what Hollywood is traditionally known for doing, which is giving away too much. But on this note, though, if you don't mind, I kind of really wanted to go down a list of all the people I really wanted to thank for all their hard work. And then
absolutely.
And then I really wanted Samantha after where I say this to basically talk about pretty much what it's like to be an assistant director, because one thing I did notice is that you don't really ever hear from a lot of crew members as far as production managers, assistant directors and all that, about like how hard is it to be an assistant director or in the crew department, basically making everything run smooth for our actors to be comfortable to deliver their amazing performances. So
right.
I want to
sound good to me.
Yes, I want to start off by saying I want to thank my queen, Samantha Stengel. I know she doesn't like Stengel. She's about to be a Dudley, but we're getting married July. But I really just want to say she did such an amazing job. She did such an amazing job. I just want to tell her thank you so much for dealing with me and my stubbornness. And because, you know, as a director, you want, and then, like, I know some of my visions is Now, is this censored? Like, can I speak? Like,
no, you can speak. We're on the internet, man. You can say anything you want to. We're all set.
She's fucking amazing. Like, I just want to say
that's
she
awesome.
Was really amazing by fucking, like, giving my vision and doing everything at all time to protect my vision, because it's, like, so many, like, things that happen in a movie set that sometimes directors have to compromise, but she really fought my vision to a T. Like, she was my knight in shining armor, you know? I also want to thank Anthony Pesh for being such an amazing DP. James, I never had a DP where I showed up when it's, like, his shot list was as thick as the as the script, and every shot he had was so amazing. I've never been blown away by a performance of a DP before, and like, and I mean nothing, no harm by that, by the previous people I worked with, but Anthony Pesh was just amazing.
He was very
detailed-oriented.
He was very detailed-oriented, and it was very specific on every shot that he wanted to do. It was amazing.
And it was all from my vision of what I wanted, because I gave him the storyboards and we talked months beforehand of what I wanted, and he created such a detailed – I mean, like, I could not believe this is – I mean, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this movie's going to be amazing, and my name is attached to it. Like, this movie, I'm telling you, is going to be – like, it's going to do some amazing things. Like, I'm talking about – We're talking about Sundance. We even been contacted by a few big distribution companies already offering to buy the film, and I have not even assembled it yet. But of course, you know, I want to weigh out of our options. But I also want to thank Eric Kyra, who was our sound engineer. And anybody who knows film knows how important it is for sound. And he knew so much. Like, he educated me so much about what really goes into sound. I just want to say, Eric Kyra, for the bottom of my heart, I love the guy. He was a really chilled person, and he was really good at his job, and him and my DP really clicked. And I also want to thank Trevor O'Neill for being such an amazing gaffer, which goes hand-in-hand with the DP. It's so amazing. Like, he knew everything it was about lighting, whether it's from the sky or whether from a light he lights up into his. I mean, like, he knew everything it was. He knew exactly what time the sun was going to set. It was going to get dark at 8:22 p.m. Wow. You know, like, it was such amazing.
That's awesome.
Like, working with true Hollywood-style talent. Like, I'm telling you, like, I wouldn't just say me, but me and Samantha, we pulled up an amazing team, and we can't take all the credit because Anthony Pesh really recommended him, which, of course, a DP hired his AC, which I want to also, by saying Deshaun Harris, he is really flexible. He is also an actor as well as he played in such an amazing an assistant cameraman. I mean, the guy was really good at what his job, and he's a really good actor, and he's a really good AC, and it's not so often you see so many people really good behind and in front of the camera. I really want to give a kudos to him.
Well, he didn't just do that. He also helped me out. So I would give him, and you know, I gave him the credit of a second AD, because when I fell short, he came through. You know, so I really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Really thank Stephen Shepherd. He was our special makeup effects artist, which he ended up becoming everything that we needed help with. He also was doing beauty makeup. He was also doing grips. He was also helping out with the camera department. And when I mean, like, he is a team player, he is by far a team player. He knew, I mean, he did whatever it takes to make sure that we had such an amazing cast and crew. And you don't meet so many people who's so chilled and so humble. Like, I mean, it's a guy you can really invite to a picnic and have a beer with and do all kinds of things with. And plus, we have similar things in common, which, you know, we're really into reptiles, too. So that was just a big plus. Also, hang on, let me go into the light. It's getting dark outside. I also want to, Demi Gardner, she's going to school for, she's in film school right now. She's in Western Kentucky University, and she helped out with Grip, and she was amazing. You know, she really got a full hands-on as far as, like, basically full experience of film, and I'm glad that, you know, we were her first experience that she ever had as far as film. I also want to thank Colton Wheeler for really helping out with stunt coordination. Colton Wheeler is an amazing actor. And, you know, I would get more to him in a second. I'm kind of going down the list as far as crew. I really don't want to, like, miss anybody, so I'm really kind of just making sure I get everybody. I also want to thank Charlie Calby for being such an amazing he was basically transporting our act set and dropping them off, and he picked up all of our talent from the airport and took them back and took them to the hotel, took them to set. And, you know, he was so amazing. Like, and he not only, I mean, he's like one of those people, he was talking to people, he was giving everybody a story. Like, he was like probably one of the most loved people on set. Like, you know, he kind of made me jealous. He took a little bit of the, he stole the show a little bit, but, I also want to thank Paul Cecil for really helping our detectives look like real detectives by creating badges. And he's so good. Like, Paul Cecil, he's an actor, but he's full of hidden talents, like, I mean, a lot of people who are in Kentucky. I also want to thank Tanya Roberts for being an awesome production assistant. I also want to thank Kent Schmidt for being such an amazing assistant.
You know, and, you know, Kent, too. He's also going to school for this kind of thing, and he really wanted to learn about the film, and he did really good at even helping me as an AD.
Nice.
So give him props.
I also want to thank Greg Smalley and Dennis Roach for being the key PAs for really dealing with us when the stressful parts come in, and having thick skin and doing whatever it's needed to go beyond and over to make sure that we have an awesome, smooth shoot. I also want to thank Brooke and Star for being such an amazing beauty makeup and making all of our actors look beautiful. And, you know, and Brooke actually had a small part in the film. I didn't realize how good of an actress she was. I wanted her to be an extra by being a news reporter for the hostage negotiation film. And this girl can remember lines. I was so blown away by her little cameo. I was like, okay, you're really trying to steal the show. So what was really amazing was, like, we had such an amazing cast and crew where everyone literally clicked so well. And I really want to – apparently I missed someone as my amazing AD, Samantha, just told me. Tori Johnson was our production manager. And really, this was the first film that we ever had a production manager. So it was so awesome to learn all of the duties that a production manager do to make my AD, Samantha, slash producer, job is so much easier. She really was good at pretty much giving great advice so we can pretty much learn as we grow.
And, you know, even though she wasn't able to fully commit, she still lined me up before she left. And, you know, when she was there, she kept everybody in order and organized everything as best as the production could run. And so she did really a good job.
I also want to thank our photographer, Larry Green, for being so awesome and capturing some life-memorizing photos behind the scenes of how awesome the shoot was. And, like, it's just really cool, like, you know, not even having to worry about, I need to take – because usually on a production, I'm usually always having to take photos for our behind the scenes while I'm trying to direct. And sometimes it's distracting. You don't have time to do it. But we have so many amazing behind the scenes photos. It's something that we're going to obviously remember for our lifetime.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
And now I really want to get to, as far as Grip, also he recorded the behind-the-scenes footage. Matthew Davis, he was so chilled. He's kind of like a little too laid back for, I mean, it's kind of like in a creepy sense, which is, I got a major hint coming soon, but I'm not going to announce today, but he would know what I'm talking about by listening to it. Matthew Davis is awesome. He's also an actor, but he basically is one of those, well, he's so helpful. He will help out in any way, shape, or form. So we want to give him a big thank you. And then I really want to get to the actors, which of course actors is very, very important for a movie, which is why we watched movies. But I want to start off by saying Laura Jean Mummert, she was so awesome, and this girl's gonna be a comedian one day. She's gonna be one of those people where I'm telling you, she's gonna be like the next Melissa McCarthy.
She's hilarious.
Like I cannot believe, like, you cannot have a bad day around her because she will find some way to cheer you up.
She'll find a way to make you laugh.
And not only that, she really came through on Payday because she was originally going to play another role, but an opening opened up from scheduling conflicts, and I asked her to play the lead. And I'm really glad that I did because Laura really stepped to the table, and it's really nice to work with kind of people who has been like in so many movies where you actually learn from them. And this was one thing I was really blessed with this film, was to actually work with veteran actors like Tiffany Fest and Bishop Stevens, where I literally learned so much from working with them. It was so awesome. Like, and I also wanted to say Derek Babb, which I mentioned earlier, he was so, I mean, amazing. And he has such a good, he was surrounded by so many good supporting roles where it was just absolutely amazing.
He was also so chill, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was really chill, and when he was trying to understand, you know, to get a feel of what he needed to do as his character, he was so chill and laid back. It was just really awesome to
work
with him.
Yeah, I called him Ashton Kutcher because this is exactly who he looks like. James, he looks just like Ashton Kutcher. It's funny. He talks really low. But like when he act, and I think he literally scared all of our extras and all of our hostages, because like usually he's so low speaking. I was just kind of like, how in the world is this guy going to come in and
But it came out.
Oh, it came out though. Now to move it down the list, I want to also give a big shout out to Tori Beckham, which this is his first dramatic performance. Yeah, lead role, actually. He played Darnell, which was originally the person I was going to play, but I really wanted to step down on this film and just focus on directing, because I feel like I was already wearing enough hats as it was, being a director and producer. I really didn't want to add an extra one on by worrying about acting, because that's one thing, like, in last films, like, I love acting, but I realized if I'm going to direct a film, I have to really focus on whether I want to be a director or an actor, and I really have more of a passion by being a director. But, you know, like, I really miss acting. While I was seeing him act, I was like, man, I really wanted to play Darnell, but this film is so much bigger than me. It's like, right, it's for the sake of succeeding. And I really thought loud and hard. I really talked to my, you know, Samantha about it, and she was like, but you're really good at it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, I don't really need to be in front of the camera and behind, because it's like, it's not like we're shooting on a Hollywood budget where, you know, like someone else is like Denzel. I mean, like, I don't know if Denzel Washington did this, but I'm just saying. So if Denzel Washington, I hope he doesn't come and bust me upside of my head by saying this. But, you know, like, I'm sure most directors, like, that direct and act in a Hollywood film, they had the money to pay somebody where it looked like they did it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that there hasn't been the case where he has done that. But I'm just saying they have much more help where it's not as a hassle versus, like, you know, me on an independent film where, you know, it's independent and you know how things happen. I just felt like,
right,
I was much more where I should have been, which was behind the camera, getting my actors where they needed to be. Now I do want to go to Tiffany Fest. I've been trying to work with Tiffany Fest now for a good year. We was originally scheduled to work together on which is the film I was on a few years ago, which I'm going to reshoot because I just know it can be a lot better than it was, which was Retribution. But an opening came up, and I really wanted to cast Tiffany Fest in something different, which I've never seen her in another film before, which she's even openly admitted that she's never done before. She's never played, she's never done a drama. She's never been a hostage negotiator in a film, and she was so excited about playing it. And she came on the set, and I can say, like, it's really nice seeing someone so intelligent as far as, like, an actor goes, because any actor out there knows, actor or actress, know that it takes a lot of, I mean, it takes a lot of homework in order to bring your character. And that's one thing I was really so proud of everyone who played their part in this film did. Sandra Hollinger, she did such an amazing job. I worked with her on the original film that I was just talking about, Retribution, and I had her play a much bigger part. She played Katia, which is a very important role, which I'm not going to give away. Bishop Stevens. Now, Bishop Stevens, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a former WCW, WWE pro wrestler. It's such an honor to work with him, and we actually worked together on our year anniversary of actually connecting with each other. He actually found me and wanted to work with me, and I was like, are you kidding? I've been trying to look for you. Bishop Stevens, he's so wise, and he gets really good advice. And is Bishop Stevens one of those people, you listen to him, let him speak, but he's also respectful enough to, I give you good advice, now what you do with it is on you. So when you have people, veteran actors and actresses, that give you good advice, you follow it, because that's exactly how you grow. And I wanted to thank all of our hostages for being so awesome and basically sticking with us through the long days of shooting, because that, man, like, it was like, so many long days. Some days we went over, like, longer than we were supposed to, and it was some 14-hour days in there,
yeah,
you know.
5 days.
Yeah, five days
of the 10 days. So half of the shoot that they had to be on set for 12 hours, and they did an amazing job.
Wow.
At being, you know, the hostages and everything, and, you know, it was amazing. You know, some of them cried on cue, and, you know, you might as well call them Hollywood hostages, because they was really good. You know,
nice.
So I was really proud of them. You know, even though some of them were, you know, they were just interested in the film, they did an amazing job. So it was definitely on cue and on point. So got to give them props.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the hostages from the casting agency, or did you put an ad out, or how did you round up these folks?
You know, we put an ad out. You know, we got so many people. It was crazy. I mean, my inbox was going crazy. So, you know, our email, I mean, it was going crazy. And, you know, I only needed 8 of them. I think mm-hmm. I probably got
that. And you had 80.
30 to 50.
Wow. Wow.
And then we created ways to, you know, create new kind of characters. So it was just like, it was amazing. And, you know, we rounded them up. We put ads on Facebook. We put them on our website. We put them on, where else did we put them?
Also, it was people from the city of Eatown.
Oh, the city of Eatown, yeah.
That contacted us. Which yeah. I also want to say,
oh, wow.
Give a big thank you. And this is not last but not least, but I really want to thank Miss Roxanne Smalley, who actually owns the diner in E-Town. When we called Miss Roxanne and we wanted to come out and shoot a movie there,
at her diner,
she really thought that we were joking.
Yeah, she thought we were kidding. So she was very thankful. And,
wow.
You know, and, you know, just letting us use her location. And, you know, she had an amazing – she catered as well. You know, she helped us, you know, feed all the actors and make sure that they were well fed. So, I mean, I really want to thank her very much because she made my job easier. So,
awesome.
I really want to thank her.
Awesome.
I mean, it was an amazing location, a very, very nice diner, and it fit the script very well. So, definite props to that, to her.
Nice.
Yeah, she
nice.
Also yeah, she really came through because we were kind of the budget kept adding and adding, and we're like, how are we gonna pay for all of this?
Right.
So it was kind of one of those things that like accumulated really, really quick. And she was like, oh, can I offer food? And I'm like, would you? I'm like, oh yeah, you know, you could do that. I mean, we would love that. And her food is so awesome. So if you guys are near Elizabethtown, Kentucky, if you guys want to go to Roxy's Diner at Courthouse,
uh-huh.
and it, you know, it has like, I mean, the hospitality of E-Town was so amazing. Like, the news department contacted us there, and like, we never had that kind of experience before, where we were treated like gods.
The News Enterprise.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, we're not used to them contacting us.
I have to call them 30 times a day to even get a story.
So,
right.
Awesome. We answer the phone.
It's exciting.
Because, who would like to speak to Chase Dudley?
Yeah,
and Samantha Dudley? What? So, it's pretty cool.
That doesn't happen all the time.
And, yeah, and the,
that's
the
cool.
People are very nice and very kind, and you know, the hospitality, like you said, is very, very amazing, you know. So we are very honored and welcome to that, and thankful, you know. So
now the
good.
Big question, do they have a movie theater in that town, place to show this when it's all done?
Well, see, the thing is, we have to be careful with this film, is that we're trying to go to Sundance or a big festival of the Tier 1 festival. Like, we're trying to go to South by Southwest, Sundance, Tribeca, Berlin, Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
By committing to one of those film festivals, we cannot premiere the film, otherwise we'll be disqualified. So we have to wait and see if we're going to get into one of those big old film festivals.
I see. Well, I didn't know how that worked. That's pretty cool. Well, you know, there's always after, you know, after all of that. That's exciting. This is exciting stuff, man. Exciting stuff. Very, very
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. I'm sorry I talked your ear off for about a good 30 minutes, but we had such a big cast and crew.
No.
We really wanted to make sure we got everybody in there.
Yeah, it sounds like a heck of a production, you know. Heck of a production. Let me ask you, Chase, I mean, doing something on this level, was it a little intimidating at first, or was it just you were so busy and didn't even think of it? No, it was intimidating.
It was very intimidating because, like, Bishop Stevens and Tiffany Fest and Laura Mommert and Derek Babb, and Colton Wheeler. You know, they're all doing their thing in L.A. and St. Louis and Georgia. You're seeing them guys – you're seeing these guys on really big productions. So it was very, very big deal, like, stepping on set with these guys and, like, you know, I'm this up-and-coming director and Sam is this up-and-coming producer. And, like, we were just – we were definitely – you know, I hope it didn't show. We were trembling in our shoes because, like, this is the next step up, you know, and like,
right.
But, you know, they treated us really, really good. And like, they were so grateful and they gave us so many props and like doing Facebook Live videos with them and then actually working with these people. It was like the best experience we ever had. Like, it was like a dream come true.
It really was because, you know, people were, you know, just watching how passionate people are, you know, sometimes it makes me, what you call, emotional because, you know, when somebody is so passionate about something, you can really see it in their eyes and you can hear it in their voice. And, you know, when you talk to, you know, actors and actresses and even crew members, you know, when they're doing something that they really love, you can really tell that they really you know, enjoy it, you know, no matter where they are, you know, and, it was really, you know, it's really, and I guess that's one thing that I will say about, you know, Chase, you know, my husband, it's like a big smile on my face when I hear him talk about movies because he has this like huge smile on his face and he, you know, and it's like the greatest thing in the world, you know, when you're with the person that, you know, that you love and you care about, you know,
right.
And people ask me all the time, like, how can you work and, you know, do and be in a relationship? And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just so easy, you know? So I don't know what to say to that. 'Cause I guess it's difficult for some, but it's easy for some others. And, you know, he's just so passionate and I love seeing passionate people because, it's a big part of, you know, a person's life. So, so I just want to say that. And, you know, it puts a smile on my face when I see a smile on someone else's face, as long as, you know, he's happy, I am.
Well, and another thing is, too, is that, you know, the very first project that I was on for you was Peyton's Burden, which was, you know, a project that was very personal for me. It was the interracial drama that we shot. And we shot on that budget of – we only shot $1,500 of that film. So really looking at
and
the budget –
that's a feature film.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that was a two-hour movie, you know.
Yeah, it's still the longest film that we've ever shot. And, like, it was really cool because Samantha really got to – she did a soundtrack for the film, which she's going to be doing for Payday. And I love, like, this girl can sing, and she has so much hidden talent. I cannot wait to see what she comes with this film. And
It sounds like you guys are making it happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, she was whispering in my ear, and I was trying to focus on two things at once. I'm like, honey, we're hot.
That's why we talk about things before we do it. It's fine. And, you know, Chase, you do really need to clean those gutters out. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
We need to clean the what?
The gutters out. I'm joking. No, but it sounds, you know, she's absolutely right. When someone is passionate about, you know, when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, it really shows through, and people recognize that. And I think that translates in your work, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, we're very blessed because, I mean, like, you know, just the people we've been stumbling and coming across the last couple of years. And, you know, Sherry has introduced me to you. Then seeing how awesome you are and actually getting to be on and having the honor to be on your show for 3 years in a row is absolutely amazing. Because you are really awesome guy. Like you, I need to come.
Where
else am I going to take a vacation in Florida? And I really want to meet you because I see
anytime, man.
And then you caught a tegu, which I've never caught a wild tegu before. You are so awesome. You know,
to be honest, we didn't really – well, I guess I caught him to put him outside. But, yeah, he came in on his – we were kind of like, oh, my gosh. What is this big monster?
Yeah, take credit for that. That is awesome.
Well, you know what, Chase? He still lives in our shed. So when you come down, you can meet him. Oh, man, we have to knock before we go in there. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. CyberPolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy. But deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Sam wanted to say one thing, and I've been mumbling forever. I really want her to
sure.
I really want to talk about something that's very important to me, about a lot of things mm-hmm. you don't ever really hear at any movie awards, or a lot of times. You don't really hear a lot about the voices from behind people. So I really want Sam to really kind of kind of talk to people, and people kind of get a better understanding of what it takes for a good, strong AD, production manager to make everybody's schedule, including myself, everything goes smoothly. So I'm going to hand this phone over to her.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very interested in this myself, because I'm a sucker for behind the scenes stuff. And really, Samantha, I mean, you're making it happen. You know what I mean? You're the trains don't run without a schedule. Well, they don't run very well, I should say. What all goes into all this?
Well, you know, typically in Hollywood, they usually have like 5 people that are running it. But, you know, considering that we, you know, have our own production company and we're independent. So usually the AD has to verify everything. And I also have to verify everything with the director. So I cannot make a decision unless the director approves it. But.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to make sure that everything runs smoothly. The budget, it goes according to plan. I have to make sure that scheduling goes according to plan. I have to make sure that, you know, it's a lot of problem solving. Like if anything happens, like let's say we're on set and, you know, somebody doesn't show up. I have to find a replacement for that person. Which it also goes into casting. So like I said, you know, I did do, you know, several jobs like, okay, the script breakdown. I did all of that. I did the script breakdown. I did the shooting schedule. I did the location breakdown. And those are all line producer duties, technically, according to the Producer Guild of America. All of those things, you know, come into play that line up the assistant director for when the assistant director is off and on set. So my job is to make all the phone calls to make sure that everybody understands the shooting schedule and make sure that everybody understands what time they need to be on set, call sheets. I also deliver all of the contracts, so everybody has to be under an agreement. So I have to make sure that everybody understands those. Any questions that anybody has, they have to go through me before they have to go to the director. So, and then when it comes to shooting schedule, I have to verify all of that with the director and the DP, whomever may be editing, like while we're on set, I have to make sure all notes are being taken care of while we're on set. Like if any changes happen, like let's say we're supposed to be shooting scene 17, but we don't have time for scene 17, but we have to rearrange that and make sure that we do scene 17 and we have to do a scene that we forgot to do the other day. So I have to make sure that we have to do both of those scenes and they get done according to plan with the same lighting. So I have to verify that with the gaffer, and I have to verify that with the DP and the director and make sure that scene 17 and scene 31 are both done with the same lighting and the same time frame and the same. So it's a lot to take in. Like, let's say somebody doesn't show up. I have to make sure that somebody is a replacement for that or if I have a backup plan. Like, there's a lot of troubleshooting as far as an AB. You know, being on time, you know, safety regulations, that's a very big thing. You know, making sure that people are being hydrated. I will say that me as an AD, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, making sure that everybody's hydrated. Because once you get dehydrated, then you start being droggy, and then you your performance isn't as well as what you thought it would be. That's very important, you know, safety and health. The health regulations as far as, you know, making sure that food is okay, making sure that everything is to temp and everything is A-okay. A lot of times the caterer will make sure those things are done too. So, but if you don't have the caterer on set, then you have to, you know, kind of fill in for that. So let's just say for payday, a lot of times, you know, when somebody couldn't be there for the full thing, I had to either fill in for them or I had to find a backup plan. If I couldn't find a backup plan, then I had to fill in for it. So it's really a lot to take in for an AD, because my job is to make everybody else's job, and that means all of the departments. So makeup, wardrobe, director, even the AD department, like if I have a second AD or a third AD, the DP, the camera department, first AC, all of them. My job is to make everybody's job much easier so that everything runs smoothly. So I'm dealing with all of the departments. I have to make sure all of the departments are where they need to be. If you don't have that,
sounds like a ton of responsibility.
If you don't have that, then something might be missed, and you don't want anything
right.
unmissed.
James,
well,
I wanted.
It's amazing.
I just remember I missed somebody, James, and I'm sorry. I just want to
sure.
make sure this person gets noticed too. Patrick Allred, which I worked with 3 or 4 times. He was such an
mm-hmm.
amazing actor. I had him play a little cameo in this film. He played Daryl, which is Ben's accomplice. I also want to give a big shout out to Derek Smalley, which is Miss Roxanne's son. He actually wanted to try out film, and he actually filled in one of the most important positions,
which is script supervisor. And actually, that's actually a 2-year course. You actually have to learn that within like 2 years, which is like a degree,
really?
Right? So you can go to school for it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He learned it in
absolutely.
A week, not even a week.
He learned
it.
Wow. Like 2 or 3 days. He was doing it. What like someone you were hired. He did such an amazing job. Like, people were astounded that he had no experience.
He took notes. He made sure that, like, anytime, you know, let's just say, like, the director said, I want to cut that scene. That it doesn't make sense. We don't need it, blah, blah, blah. You know, he would take notes and make sure that that was written down. If something was labeled wrong or whatever the case may be, he wrote all of those notes down. It was amazing.
Yeah, and he's on top of that. He's He actually helps out Miss Roxanne Smalley at the restaurant that they own. So he's actually multi-talented, and I was just like, wow, I wish I had his brain capacity as far as, like, everything that this guy
right.
does. He was so amazing. And it's really cool because everybody has their own story, and you really get to learn mm-hmm. where everybody comes from. That's the main thing I look forward to about stepping foot on set is, like, seeing where everybody come from. Everybody has their own story. And, like, this thing, everybody come together to make my vision come to life. And I really have to thank all these people because it's very hard to come together as one and come together for a greater good to get, you know, the big picture out there. And that's why making movies are so hard.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you found those people to help do that. You know, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you know, yeah, and we all came together and put our brains together and created an amazing project. We came from the bottom and worked our way all the way to the top to create the amazing project of Payday. Payday!
Payday. Now, let me ask you. I know you were saying this is going to be submitted to some of the bigger film festivals and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So people... they can add. They can check out your website, which we have a link up to.
Yep.
And they can keep up to date. I know you guys are on Facebook a lot and whatnot.
Yep.
Is that the best way for people to kind of see what's happening and
yes.
when this will be available, when it goes to distribution and whatnot? Because that's probably down
Absolutely.
The road a little bit, right?
Actually follow the Payday page too. Of course, we'll be sharing on our personal page too, but the Payday movie page on Facebook, people can like that and get all the updates and information. We're going to actually be releasing a trailer soon, which we've really been
nice.
Brainstorming. Usually anybody who knows us very well, usually we release a trailer fairly short, but we've really been taking our time with this film because this is the biggest film that we've done. And honestly we feel the most, you know, we got the biggest confidence in, and I know this film is going to be huge. So we really actually kind of sit back and like, we're like, okay, what do we want to share? What do we want to keep hidden? And like, there's so much stuff that we'd want to keep a secret with this film that we're going to make sure that we do. because I really want people to be blown away with this film. Sometimes you see a trailer at the movie, and you watch the trailer, and you're just like, okay, I've seen the whole film. We do not want to do that with this project, because, you know, like, the whole ideal is to get everybody out to come to watch the movie.
Exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, with what you're saying is people forget the first part of that trailer. The first word that they used to use a lot is teaser trailer. It teases you. So you want to go see it. And you're absolutely right. I've seen a ton of trailers where I'm like, yeah, I've seen the movie now. I get it.
Yeah, right. So we are definitely not going to do that. We're going to make sure that you see enough to where you're just like, okay, I'm going to watch the movie. And we promise you that we're not going to definitely overcompensate, because we know what we have. We're sitting on a golden goose. And, you know, James, I really am blessed to have you. Like, I mean, I'm so honored to be here and be able to talk about this thing. You know, like you had me on like 3 years in a row. And, like, each project is
well, you keep working. You keep making these, and I think it's great. You know, we were talking before we came on the air, and, you know, and I'm not putting anybody down or being negative or anything, but, man, so many people in and not just in film, but in all aspects of entertainment, so many people talk a lot, and they've got big ideas, and that's great, you know. But then that you come across people that are doing it, you know, get out of the way, let me work here. And you guys are those people. That inspires me. That really inspires me.
I like
hanging with people like that.
And, you know, I really appreciate that, because, you know, my main thing is, like, I really like the inspiration of, you know, people. And I just want to say, I know that Chase went down the line. But, you know, for our crew and cast, you know, he already named everybody, but all I want to say is I just want to tell everybody that, you know, that everybody should keep pushing, because everybody did an amazing job on this film, crew and cast, and I was blown away. Even though we made it with what we had, you guys rocked. Every single, each one of you guys, whether you were new or experienced, it didn't matter. You really did an amazing job, and I just want to say, keep pushing, because that's if it's your dream, just keep pushing. So
you got to chase it.
Absolutely. It's and it's amazing, you know, when people like that come together, it's amazing what can be accomplished. And you know, then let me ask you, was this a long shoot or relatively quick, or because I know it can go either way.
It was our usual, which all of our shoots for the last 3 years have been 10 days.
12-hour days.
12-hour days, some days longer than 12. There was one day we did 15 hours, and we all took an oath. If I'm going to I'm going to quote Eric Kyra, if I give 15 days, I want to keep pushing. Because it was some days where, our you know, like I said, our DP had such an amazing shot list. Where, like, we never had someone who stepped on set with a shot list before, so this was really good, and this is professional. Like, he is going, I mean, like, King's the King's DPs. Like, he broke down everything, like, every shot, like, I mean, like, really, like, I mean, like, everything. We got every shot that we wanted, and we even had to, like, cut some things as far as, like, to make sure we meet our deadline, but we got so much coverage. It took him like a month and a half to cut, I mean, basically to organize all the fouls. So that should tell you, we got like over 13 hours of footage to play with.
Wow.
We never
That's
had
amazing.
That before. So this film, with his awesome DP skills, with our amazing sound engineer and our amazing acting and all the blood, sweat, and tears of our crew, this is going to be a special project that I'm telling you is going to really hit some really big festivals. And I'm really wanting to, and I'm going to go ahead and say this publicly, I really want to basically, because right now I'm on the Netflix train. Netflix is putting out some amazing things. I want to be a Netflix original. And that's our goal.
That's awesome. That's a good goal to have. That is a good goal to have.
Absolutely.
Oh, Netflix, well, if anybody can do it, Chase, you know, I can see it happening. I can see it happening. Oh, man.
Netflix
what's
has,
amazing.
Netflix have 93 million subscribers, and I'm keeping that in mind. Netflix, everybody has Netflix. Get 90 Netflix. You get on Netflix. You post on Facebook everywhere. We are on Netflix. 93 million people have the chance to watch the film. What are the better odds than that?
That's awesome. That's very true.
You know, even when I felt short, some of the crew, they even came through, you know, like the PAs and Tori Johnson and I had so many PAs. Let's see.
Yeah, we had a lot of PAs. We had plenty of people who were just like, what can we do to help this project come to life? And, like,
there's
it's so awesome to see because, like, Kentucky is filled with so much talent. Like, I mean, I can see it seriously being the next Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, it's a very hungry community. And, you know, we're only growing. And, you know, we're preparing for our next feature film that we're going to be shooting. And not to mention Samantha Christina is going to be recording her album this summer.
Beast of the Fields is
our
next film.
It's a psychological thriller. It's about a mythical creature, the Thunderbird. It's about in this film is going to be pretty interesting because basically it's about like a group of amateur filmmakers. Oh, well, I wouldn't say amateur. A group of independent documentary filmmakers who are trying to find a Thunderbird. So really a lot of independent filmmakers will be able to relate with this as far as like the headaches and the heartaches and the blood, sweat, and tears you put into making something. So I really think this is going to be something that relates to the independent community. And we're shooting that next spring. So we're going to be starting pre-production with that this fall.
And keep an eye out. I will be releasing another song next week. So keep an eye out.
Wow.
I like it. So.
Very, very cool. And people can't that'll be posted on the Cut to Chase website, right?
Yep.
It'll be posted on the Cut to Chase website. It will be on SoundCloud, and I will be looking into Reverb Nation and Facebook. Yep.
Nice. Well, guys, it's about that time. Man, it goes by so quick whenever you're on, Chase. I don't know how that happens, but it just does. My head's – I'm all turned around. My head's spinning. It's just crazy. Crazy. But, I'm so glad.
On this show. James, you are so awesome. You get to let us speak. You actually let everyone have the moment. And that's one thing I like about you. Like, if you watch CNN or Fox or anybody when they have guests on, they don't even let them speak. You let people speak. And that's what's awesome about you. You are such a team player, and it's not always about you. You, like, let people shine. And that's one thing I really wanted to go by saying this. I really wanted to say on the record that you are so awesome and making you can tell you care about people and you enjoy about – you actually care about your guests you bring on. And I just want to say you need acknowledgement for that because it's not too many people who show that, and I love you for that, man.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But it's just, you know, there's no big secret. It's just, you know, you have interesting guests. People want to hear what they have to say. And you guys are definitely
absolutely
interesting.
But
this whole project.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? When they be like, hey, I'm going to ask you a question and I speak. Oh, let me stop you there. And then they'll find a way to bring it in and talk about them. And you're like, you're not even letting them speak.
Well, I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
I got to talk about, you know, for the first time, you know, I lots of laughs and giggles. I enjoyed it very much.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules to be on the
class.
I should be thanking you.
You what? Said yes. So,
how can I say no? It's an outstanding project. We need like good filmmakers, you know?
Absolutely.
Good filmmakers.
Absolutely. And James, don't forget to order Marvelous Mandy. I'm going to send you the link again for the streaming on, because I know you're a big streamer. I know you got all the Roku, the Hulu, the Vudu.
Oh,
we talked before.
I've got it all. send it over, and I'm going to be playing it on the big screen here and checking it out. Very, very cool. That's a good date night for me, man, and I don't even have to leave the house. How about that? How about that? I love it. I love it. Well, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for us tonight. But Film Week continues tomorrow and the day after, this Thursday and Friday. We have more from the Payday cast and crew coming on, and it's just going to be very, very cool. We're going to find out more about this exciting project. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. And I believe there's a share button there, too. Go ahead and hit that as well. Doesn't cost you anything, and it puts us up at the top of the page. And that's where our advertisers just love us to be. And it keeps the lights on around here. So that's a good – and, you know, we can continue the show and get cool guests like Chase and Samantha on. Very, very cool. Well, guys, I can't even imagine what you guys are got going on tonight, Wednesday night. Yeah, at the
well,
new, at the new place,
the
right?
Yes, sir.
Nice, nice. Well, enjoy that. And, Chase, I will talk to you guys soon. We're going to wrap things up here. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow night. Same time, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And, well, late or early, depending on your point of view in London. So what can I tell you? Cool, cool, cool. Guys, thanks again for being on the show, and have a wonderful night. Just
you
a fantastic
too,
night.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.